Welcome to your five for today. There are many types of tea to choose from in the supermarkets of our towns and cities. Each type is carefully chosen and made up into the brew which we can enjoy. One notable company with historical roots is Thomas J. Lipton, which is famous for the teas it produced. Yet to produce such wonderful blends requires someone who is well trained and very able. Such a man was Noble Fernley Hutchinson Fleming, who was born in 1919 and grew up in Wales. He had a deep longing to travel and see the world, a longing that was intensified by reading the works of Rudyard Kipling. Remarkably, at the age of 19, he was able to gain an apprenticeship in tea tasting because a family friend was the chief taster for Lipton's. There was a lull in his career due to the Second World War when Noble Fleming served in the Royal Indian Navy, but his career resumed after the end of hostilities. He gradually learned that judging tea required much the same qualities as judging wine. The quality of leaves varied according to where the plantation was situated above sea level, the soil on which it grew, and how much rainfall it had received. After each sip, he learned that the palate had to be cleansed by munching an apple. He was also required to gauge how much purified water and skimmed milk was required for each cup of tea. That was only the start, and he had to learn much more. He was then appointed to the most powerful position in the tea industry, according to the New York Times. He held the position of chief tea taster for Lipton's for 50 years. This enabled him to travel to tea-producing countries, mainly India, Sri Lanka, and East Africa. He was always impeccably dressed in a suit and would carry out initial tests. He then arrived back in the New Jersey headquarters in the USA, where he would carry out further tasting tests from bone china teacups and then spit in the mouthful into a chromium-plated cuspidor. He was the world's top man when it came to understanding what constituted a great cup of tea. I imagine that we owe him a lot for being so conscientious and thorough in his work. He retired in 1983, but before that he had passed on his secrets to apprentices at Lipton's. It was a remarkable life which was well rewarded with income, travel, and accompanying prosperity. He tasted and found out what was good. We read in the Bible, O taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord invites us to come into his presence with faith and devotion to appreciate what he has done for us in the past and what he will do for us in the present, with the prospect of further blessings into the future. The Lord has done so much more for us than a good cup of tea. He has enabled us to have the means of a fully satisfied life, a peace of heart and mind which is beyond description, a confidence in the future and the prospect of heaven. It is all available to us, free of charge. It is without money and without price. What could we offer to the Lord in order to gain salvation and eternal life? Nothing. We can only reach out and accept the free offer of salvation and gratefully receive it with all our hearts. Have we tasted and seen that the Lord is good? As a hymn writer wrote, All I had to offer him was brokenness and pride. But he made something more beautiful out of my life. May that be our experience and blessing, and it can be today. Thank you for listening.